The spread of COVID-19 has accelerated in Mesa County, Colorado, in recent months, but the pandemic's devastating economic effect arrived much earlier, back in the spring, when people suddenly faced lockdowns, job losses, and shortages at the grocery store. That sparked a grassroots movement to help. And as Colorado Public Radio's Stina Sieg reports, today the relief effort is bigger than ever.
Tyson Ellis is carefully scanning long tables heaped with food and other essentials. Tomatoes, bread, salsa, diapers.
Mac and cheese.
Not too cook friendly right now.
All right, so we're not cooking. That's all right.
Yeah.
Volunteer Sarah Rogers then gestures toward a large pile of candy and snacks.
So you want some?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of everything? Do you like the cheese crackers?
Oh, yeah. They're my downfall.
It's Tuesday, also known here as Distribution Day, for the group Grand Junction Mutual Aid. Ellis says he always tries to make it.
I actually look forward to watching people get a little bit of happiness and hope, as much as getting the food is nice.
Ellis, who right now lives in a tent, is one of about 100 people who will walk through the food line today. Grand Junction Mutual Aid also delivers food boxes and estimates it feeds about 500 families a week. And food assistance is just one arm of this organization, a group that was born in mid-March after founder Jacob Richards emerged from a wilderness trip teaching a bunch of school kids.
Came back and it was a different world.
One where toilet paper and hand sanitizer were impossible to find, and cheap, reliable food staples like pasta were scarce. Richards used to be a community activist. He gave it up years ago. But he could still see that many people in Grand Junction needed a way to support one another and cut through their own panic.
As soon as people are taking action and have some agency, everything's a little less scary.
So Richards launched the Grand Junction Mutual Aid Facebook group.
Within a couple hours, I realized we were on to something, and within 3 days, we had 7,000 members.
Today, there are twice as many members. They make requests on the page for help, like firewood or jackets for their kids, and responses often pour in. The group has also grown a network of volunteers who work with seniors, people who don't have housing, and others. Richard says that early in the pandemic, volunteers made 50,000 masks to donate to local healthcare workers.
You know, I think mutual aid really takes that idea of like the marketing slogan you see way too much nowadays of we're all in it together, and we make that real.
We just got a whole bunch donated yesterday.
And it's most visible at the Tuesday distribution event at Grand Junction's Unitarian Universalist Church. Starting in the morning, people can both drop off donations and take what they need. Due to COVID-19, only a few recipients are allowed in the building at a time, and a line stretches out into the parking lot. As Megan Cruikshank waits her turn, she starts to cry.
It's my first time struggling like this.
She was a photographer for a local studio before she lost her job in the pandemic. She still has a place to live, but doesn't know for how long. Cruikshank tells me there's some comfort being here, alongside others also facing hard times.
It sounds so terrible to say that, because I don't want anyone to be in a bad situation, but it helps to know that I'm not in this situation by myself.
By showing up today, Cruikshank is now part of a community where there's not much separation between those who give and those who receive. Many volunteers also take donated food home to their families, and some have experienced homelessness, including Cindy Stewart. But she says she never had anything like this group back then.
Oh, it would have been the world to me.
So Stewart volunteers as much as she can now. Today, wearing her sock monkey hat over her long gray hair, she'll make deliveries to people in a big van someone donated to her. Stewart loves seeing how happy it can make someone to receive a box of food and a bit of connection.
So it's a blessing to us all, you know, just people helping people.
With no forms to fill out to get that help, no interviews needed.
Only requirement is if you're hungry, let us know, you know, and we'll try to get you some food.
Something to count on when so much remains uncertain. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction, Colorado.